Welcome to this presentation that was delivered at the 8th Innovation Summit in Santa Clara on July 27, 2019. The presentation was followed by a panel discussion with iFly VC, Proof of Capital and Atelier BNP Paribas. My name is Daniel Chatelain. I am the CEO of Paycademy and the Managing Director of the BayPay Forum, an association of 17,000 senior executives in payments, commerce and fintech. I have been involved with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies since 2013. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have many attributes that are explored and discovered every day with many opportunities as assets. But today I will speak about cryptocurrencies with a payments angle. You are ready? Let's get started. Virtual currencies have nothing new. They have taken different forms for years. I can give a few examples. If you fly around the country, your miles are a virtual currency. Gift cards like iTunes cards or Starbucks card are also virtual currencies. In many countries, your prepaid minutes on your cellular carrier are virtual currencies. The creation of Bitcoin first is different. It is not managed by one or a group of companies. It is worldwide, transparent, free to send and receive money at least at the beginning. It is anonymous and unregulated. It was the beginning of a whole new wave of what we call cryptocurrencies. I will be very brief on the history. If you don't know it by now, it must be because you are not curious or really not interested. What I want to highlight here is that with one crypto in 2009, we had 650 mid-2015 and have reached 2,380 different cryptocurrencies at this date in 2019. Today 18 of these currencies have a market cap over $1 billion. There were 24 a little over a year ago in 2018. To give you some perspective, the total market cap of these currencies or assets is around $280 billion. Prices of these crypto are fluctuating widely and you can hear about it in the media almost every day. There is a lot of speculation around them. The attributes of these crypto are now all the same. You can check on the web or take one of our Paycademy courses to learn more about it. What I want to show here are two things. The first one is about the predominance of Bitcoin in terms of market capitalization among all cryptos, the 2,380 of them. The Bitcoin Foundation, in the early days, did a real good job at marketing the name, so everyone knows about it around the world. The second point I would like to make is on the daily volume on this chart. While Bitcoin represents over 64% of the total market cap of crypto, in terms of volume it goes down to less than 30% of the total daily volume. Some crypto have even more volume than Bitcoin. Now, I am sure you have all heard the news about Libra. It was announced to the general public on June 18 earlier this year. David Marcus at Facebook is spearheading the project supported by Mark Zuckerberg. It made the headlines because of the company behind it with its very large consumer base around the world in countries where the banking system is not as strong as it is in the US or other advanced countries. I will try to explain in the following slides what it is and why it is important as well as provide some early reactions of regulators around the world. Libra is a new upcoming global currency developed by Facebook to solve the many frictions of an underdeveloped or antiquated payment systems worldwide. We have many years of experience now with cryptocurrencies starting with Bitcoin. The white paper published at the date of the announcement explains the general principles of the currency that won't be based on proof of work like Bitcoin to solve the constraints of speed and cost in the future. The money will be centralized based on the latest discoveries in blockchain. As said earlier, the Libra blockchain is not Bitcoin or proof-of-work based. It is a permission-based network a little like Ripple and to some extent Stellar. The Libra coin is based on hard assets based on a basket of fiat currencies. If you believe what was said during the Senate hearing on July 17, the basket will be 50% US dollars, with euros, British pounds and Japanese yen also included in the collateral. This is important to limit the speculation in the future. The price won't vary based on offer and demand but based on the value of the currency's part of the basket, previously mentioned. An association has been created to supervise this currency and its compliance with regulations in different countries. The association has been located in Switzerland. It was important from the start for Facebook to show that they weren't alone in the project. They learned their lesson from the birth and then death of the Facebook dollar a few years ago. You can see on the slide which company has enrolled in the project to support it and be part of it. If you look at the list, you will see that there is no bank in this new ecosystem, at least at this stage. The second thing you can see is that many of these companies are Silicon Valley-based or large consumer brands. It is to be expected that the list will grow over time with maybe a first tier and then second tier of players like many bank associations have created around the world in different countries to give the most powerful a voice to lead and for the others to give them access to the network. Each company is putting $10 million to participate in the initiative, so the currency should start with a 1 billion market cap at the beginning. Now let's compare Libra with Bitcoin. Bitcoin from the get-go has been based on a fully decentralized network. Anyone around the world can not only buy and sell bitcoins but also be part of the network running it and processing the transactions. Libra is permission-based with a $10 million entry ticket. This will allow to reverse transactions if necessary in case of problem. The proof of work and proof of stake is another major difference. We know that the energy requires and the delay associated with proof of work is not compatible without an additional layer like Lightning that is necessary to render Bitcoin usable for mass payments. No need with proof of stake, as the network is managed a little like Visa by entities that make the decisions. Bitcoin started and is still not really regulated, as it was difficult to do realistically. Some countries have banned the exchange of the currency, but most countries preferred to control the entities involved in the transactions like Coinbase, Robinhood and so many others. With Libra, the case is different because it is managed by one or group of entities partnering together. Each regulator can talk to representatives at the companies, and due to the large pockets of the companies involved, there is a lot of loose not following the rules or the ones that will have to be defined. I may chalk some people, but I don't consider Bitcoin as a consumer payment system. It could be a payment rail for B2B payments, but the technology is not ready for consumers. It is too slow, too complicated for most people, and there is too much speculation around it. Wall Street is too involved with new investment vehicles created in futures like BACT, etc. Libra, on the other hand, is more adapted to payments and should be very bad for speculators, as the chance of having all the fiat currencies in the basket going down or up at the same time is limited. It is created for payment transactions, and looking at the list of participants like Visa, MasterCard, Stripe, PayPal, PayU, etc., these companies know how payments work worldwide. $1 billion is very limited to create a global payment system. That's why the Pandora box will be opened later to new players, including banks, to participate in the network. Following the Facebook announcement of Libra, many regulators or politicians have started their crusade. In the US, the position has been the general attitude of most regulators. Some fear of having big tech companies involved in the global payment system, but messages about following the rules and being compliant with the US regulations. This will oblige Facebook or Calibra to get money transmitter licenses covering every state in the US. Some US lawmakers and regulators even pushed for Facebook to stop any development of the currency technology. France, with its finance minister Bruno Le Maire, are outright against it. The UK has a more neutral position so far, but they have other more important things to deal with Brexit. India, which is against Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, saw, with the new changes in the government, even more hostility. It was clear from Facebook that India in this situation was not a priority ad. No work will be done there for some time. China, which has banned the trading of Bitcoin and is developing its own cryptocurrency, sees Libra as a threat to traditional forms of money. Facebook is still blocked in China, so having a currency there will be difficult. The currency is not ready for prime time anyway, and a lot of work remains to be done to define the operating rules of the new currency and scale the platform to execute the vision. There are always many obstacles in creating, deploying and operating payment systems, but Facebook is one of these rare companies that could make it happen. This presentation is available in our podcast this weekend. You can listen to it on Spotify or at podcast.beipeiforum.com or on our beipeiforum.com website. It is also available on YouTube at paycademy.com/072719 today's date. It is a good demonstration of the Paycademy machine learning technology we use to create our courses. If you have a question, you can reach me.